on with Nick Bacoro.
Hey, Torrey, where do you stand with Merrill's situation at the moment?
Yeah, still unable to discuss anything about his situation, but I'll go as far as saying that we'll expect him to make his next start. That to me, that's good news.
Dr. Cannon?
Torrey, I can't remember. It says TBA on the team site right now, but which of those Mets games is he lined up for, I guess?
It was either going to be Saturday or Sunday, so we've yet to finalize that, but that would be my expectation, one of those 2 days.
Steve Gilbert?
Rojas has done a really nice job for you, Torrey, lately. He had that big spring, and then looking at the background,
for sure.
I had that big spring for you and started off slowly, and then found a way to kind of fight through that. What does that say about him that he was able to do that?
Yeah, I think there's a certain belief that he walks around with every single day, no matter what he's dealing with, what he's going through, and he's going to find a way. We saw it last year. I let him off for several games when he was hitting 125, but he was finding a way to get on base and help us score some runs, and that's just his mindset. So I think the mindset, the belief in himself, the comfort that he has every single day, and going out and working and getting better, and a belief in the process that's allowing him to have success during the down times. And when he gets hot, you can see what's going on. And this isn't by accident. He's worked his butt off to make this happen. I have said this, and I will say it once more. We challenged him in spring training to make the team. That was told to him that he had to earn a spot, and he had a long runway to cover, and he did. And I think at that point in time when we told him he made the team, I think he just took a deep breath and might have relaxed for about 10 seconds. And then the game ran over for about a week. And that's when all the things that I talked about showed up. He still believed in himself and believed in the process. And he's on a great run right now, and it's certainly fun for all of us to watch.
Torrey, for a while there when he was struggling, you know, other guys got a little more playing time. Mm-hmm. Was that a situation? Did you sit down and talk with him about that, or you just kind of trust that guys understand that when they're not getting the job done at the plate, that you're going to have to look other areas for production?
Yeah, I think he was understanding as the reasons why. Maybe there were some bad swing decisions. The swing was breaking down, and I'm in constant communication with the hitting coaches and all the coaches around him. And I got a good feel for where he's at. Ro's situation might be a little bit different. I do talk to him. I talk to everybody. But I didn't have one of my check-ins with him where I called him in to sit down in the office. Because to me, he still wasn't to that point. I felt like he was working through the process and he was going to come out the other end. So my conversations were more casual. The hitting coach just kept pounding away at it with him. And you can see where the results what the results have turned into.
Tony Jackson.
Hey Torrey, I see that Detweiler is pitching for them today.
Mm-hmm.
And just how has the little bit of mystery affected your ability to do the hit? Obviously, he's lefty, somebody that you guys have seen in the past, and it's kind of a two-part question if you don't mind. So, how has that affected your planning? Not maybe knowing, and now he is a lefty that's in there. And then the other part of it would be, you've seen good numbers against left-handed pitching. However, some of it's come from your left-handers, and maybe if that's been odd to you or surprising.
Yeah. Well, part one of that question is, we understand that there are challenges inside of every organization, and whatever the Marlins had to do, there was a good reason for it, and they were trying to give us word as soon as possible. We didn't get that official word until, late last night, early this morning, that there was a change. So we made some subtle adjustments to our lineup to be able to attack him, but we feel like he's going to probably go two or three innings max, and then they're going to turn it over to a very right-handed bullpen. So it was a tough balance, but Pipe and I spent some time going over the lineup, and we were trying to maximize the now potential and then the second part of the game potential, and then what kind of moves would we make inside of the game once we got to those later innings. So We'll see how it goes. As far as the left-on-left success that we're having, I just think we have really good hitters on this team. And it's all the lefties. And you know, we've got three really good hitting coaches. One of them is a left-handed hitter. And Eric Hinsky is able to give that sight line and those thoughts to these guys about, you know, what to look for, how to look for it. And I just think after a couple years of conversation and training, it's coming out the other end for some guys that have been here. Now, the other guys that are young and making their way through the big leagues for the first time, we just feel like player development has done an unbelievable job of training them and making them as ready as possible for this opportunity. To me, it's about seeing pitches and swinging at strikes. It doesn't matter if there's a lefty or righty out there. It doesn't matter if there's a lefty or righty at the plate. We've done a really nice job of making good swing decisions.
Evan Thompson?
Torrey, during Josh's cold spell at the beginning of the year, did his bat path during his swings change at all? And if so, did it change back to what it was in spring training when he started this hot streak again?
I think so. I think when he gets very rotational and, you know, I don't know how else to put it, but you hear children hear from their parents, squash the bug, right? Well, that's not necessarily the best thing in the world because you don't exhaust or get off your backside. And I think he became his path, his body became more direct towards a pitcher. He's creating a little bit of length with his swing to get through the zone and through the ball and able to backspin it. Once he started to make some subtle swing adjustments. So, yes, I have noticed the swing path has changed. There's length to it, and it's in the zone for a long time when he's going very, very well. When he's not, he tends to stay back, get rotational, get very pull happy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Back to you, Nick.
Torrey, what went into the thinking yesterday I think you ran Varsho for Carson. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could have just kept Varsho behind the plate. Given the situation, why did you decide to change to vote? Is Varsho just you want him focusing on one thing at a time at this point?
Yeah. He can catch. He will catch, and when there's a need. But I told him, you know, while he was up here, just still getting familiar with the big league environment. That let's just focus on a couple things in the outfield and not necessarily worry about jumping into. A full-time or a part-time catching role. So I just try to simplify it for him as much as possible. But he'll still get some innings back there. In another world, at another time, I may have put him behind the plate. I went all in the eighth inning. You guys saw that. I made that decision. I just felt like we were going to make one push and one rush during the course of that game. It was the eighth inning when it happened, and I just felt like getting everybody on the field and let them contribute was going to be the best way to help us win a baseball game. And that included Steven Vogt coming to the game as well.
Max Summers?
Just following up kind of on the same subject with Varsho. At the alt site, what was the breakdown of his games at catcher versus outfield?
I think he was catching quite a few games. There was a number of innings behind the plate. So I'm going to say 50-50 would be a pretty good guess, but I could make that official and find that information out for you. Have somebody pass it along.
All right. Any questions for Torrey?
Thank you.
Thanks,
Torrey.
Thanks, Torrey.